Let's say you have two Kohen Gadols. One's a Kohen Gadol because he had the Shemen HaMishkah. One's a Kohen Gadol because he had the Shemen HaMishkah. And one's because of Merubah Begadim. Merubah Begadim, that means after they stopped using the Shemen HaMishkah. That was when they were nigna the Shemen HaMishkah of Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu was gone as the Shemen HaMishkah. So from then on, when they made a Kohen Gadol, he was only from Merubah Begadim. This time he was wearing the 8th Begadim. So you have these two Kohen Gadols here. One was a Shemen Meshuach, and then he got finished. And then the next door was taken over a Kohen Gadol that only had a Merubah Begadim. So the question is, like, how do you have both of them? So it says, Yitzchash Avim Toima, Imar Riyachu Yom Kippur, Lehoi Lelikreis, Merubah Begadim, Elishovar. So it says, the case is, we're talking about in Yom Kippur itself. For loy lekavri el taltloy mecham letzel. We're talking about the shaila was they had a Kohen Gadol that was meshuach. They had a Kohen Gadol that was first appointed. They had then the Shemen HaMishcha. And then that year, let's say Yeshayahu was gone out the Shemen HaMishcha. So now let's say on that year the Kohen Gadol became a Balkeri. So locher is they have to appoint another Kohen Gadol to take over. So the second Kohen Gadol did not have the Shemen HaMishcha. He was only a Kohen Gadol because of the Merubah Begadim. So the question is, now you have these two Kohen Gadols. One has the Kedusha that he was anointed by Shemen, and the second one now only has the Maila that is a Kohen Gadol because he's wearing the 8th Begadim. So now they're both walking down the road, and there's a Meis Mitzvah there. Which one of these two people should take care of the Meis Mitzvah? Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishcha Adif. The Churet says what? This is Poshid, that the Kohen Gadol that was once appointed by Shemen, he's more Choshev. The Yilu Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishcha. Because the Kohen Gadol that was appointed by the Shemen HaMishcha, they poured Shemen over him, is maybe Parhaboa Kol HaMitzvahs. The Lacher is, if he does one of the Chet, if he does not vary that he was Moira Halacha, he like taught the Lachas Barabim, and other people want to do the Averas, so Lacher is, his Chet is, he has to bring a special Korbin, a par, he has to bring a special par of Bar Kol HaMitzvahs. That's the loss of a Kohen Gadol of a Shemen Meshuach. Ma'ashen Kein V'ilu Merubah Begadim. If you have a Kohen Gadol that only has the Chshiva, the Stam was appointed with the Merubah Begadim, that he wears more Begadim than the other ones, he wears the 8 Begadim, is Ein Mevi Meshuach, Ein Mevi. He doesn't have to bring a special korban like a par, but rather brings the regular korban that any other person brings. But Hashem Merubah Begadim doesn't bring a special par. For him, it doesn't say Ksiv par Hakohen HaMeshuach. It only says Ksiv par Hakohen HaMeshuach. But after Meshuach, only a Kohen Gadol that had Meshicha has to bring a special par. On a Helam Dava Shel Tzibur. Ma'ashenkin, or the Kohen Gadol, brings like anybody else, doesn't bring a special power. Yeah. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol that had the Shemen HaMishcha, he's more chashiv. So he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah, let rather the other Kohen Gadol touch the Meis Mitzvah. What about Meshuach She'ovar, or Merubah Begadim? What about we have a Kohen Gadol that was appointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, but Shavar, he finished his term, he's not doing the Avodah anymore. And the next Kohen Gadol they appointed, they didn't have any more Shemen HaMishcha, so Stam, he was appointed, the fact that he's wearing is 8 Begadim. So which one of these two people now should touch the Meis Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Merubah Begadim Adif. The Merubah Begadim, he's more Choshev. Why? The Merubah Begadim of the Avodah. Because he does the Avodah now. He's the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. So he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah. But the Ilu Meshuach Shavar, but the other Kohen Gadol, even though he was first appointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, but he finished his term, he's not doing the Avodah anymore. La Bar Avodah. He's not a Bar Avodah, so therefore he's the one that should touch the Meis Mitzvah, not the other Kohen. What about in the case, let's say, Ova Machmas Kerov? The Ova Machmas Mumay. Let's say we had a Kohen Gadol that now he became a Balkeri on Yom Kippur. So he can't do the Avodah today. We appoint another Kohen Gadol. And let's say you had another Kohen Gadol that was taken off because he had a Baal Mum, he became a Baal Mum. So therefore he can't do the Avodah either. So now which one of these two should touch the Meis Mitzvah? So Mara says, Pshita, that Ova Machmas Keri of Odif, that the Kohen Gadol that only became Posel because he became a Balkeri, So he's more choshev, he should not touch the meis mitzvah. But let the other one that was taken off because of the mum. The yilu hai chazi le'avoid le'mocher. The Kohen Gadol that became a Balkeri, so lachar is that day he's tummy, he can't do the avoida, okay? But the next day after he becomes tahor, he'll go back to do the avoida. Mashen kein vilu ovar machmas mumoi, but a Kohen Gadol that was taken off because he has a mum on his body, loichazil avoida, he's not going to be fit to do the avoida anymore. And there are two types of mums. There's a mum kavua that stays permanent. See, he'll never be able to come back. Or even if there's a mum ovar, that means a mum that goes away later, but calls him on it, didn't heal up, he can't do the avoida, takes longer. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol, that will be able to do the avoida tomorrow, it's only today he's about Keri, he's more chashiv. So he should not touch the meis mitzvah, but rather let the other Kohen Gadol that was ovar, because of mumai, let him touch the meis mitzvah. So the pshat is all these cases are pshita. All these cases we understand, there's no doubt, this is the way it should be. Now the Gemara says, Iboilihu. But I have a question like this, Iboilihu, Meshuach Muchama Usagan, Hai Minayiwad. Again, you have a Kayin that was appointed to the Meshuach Muchama. It's a type of a Kayin Gadol, that he's appointed to go out by the Muchama, by the fighting. He's the Kayin Gadol, B'shas the Muchama. And what about you have the Sagan? The Sagan is like the second in charge. That's like we have a Kohen Gadol, and there's a second one in charge appointed that Lo Yitzui, if something happens to the Kohen Gadol, the Sagan, the second one in charge, takes over. That's called the Sagan. The Sagan means like he's second in charge. He doesn't do anything right now. It's only if the Kohen Gadol becomes a Balkeri or something happens that he can't do the Avodah, then we let the Sagan do the Avodah. So you have these two people now walking down the road. They both have an issa not to touch a mace, but a mace mitzvah smuta. Which one of these two should touch the mace mitzvah? Should the Kohen Gadol, that's the Meshuach Muchama, that's appointed b'davka to be b'shas the Muchama, or should the Kohen Gadol, that's appointed, the Sagan, the second in charge? So the Gemara says, Akai minayi wadif. So the Gemara answers, Meshuach Muchama adif. This is part of the question. One way is that Meshuach Muchama adif. The special Kohen that was appointed to be the head, B'shasta Muhammad, B'shasta the war, he's more chashiv to Chazi L'Muhammad, because right now he's fit. It's B'shasta Muhammad, he's the Kohen there, he does the Avoida. It's called Tzorchi Rabim like. He keeps the Rabim going, B'shasta Muhammad. I do maybe Sagan Odif, to Chazi L'Avoida. The Sagan, true, right now he doesn't do anything, but he's there that if something happens to the main Kohen Gadol, that he can't do the Avoida, so the Sagan would take over, and who'll do the Avoida? So maybe he's more choshev, because it's possible for him to do the Avoida. Whereas the Meshuach Muchama doesn't do any special Avoida. His whole thing is that he goes out to Muchama, and he's mechazik, the people, b'shas the war. So which one of these two is better? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Tetanya, we learned. Ein bein Meshuach Muchama, l'Sagan. There's no difference between these two types of Kohanim, whether he's a special Kohen that was appointed for the Muchama, or whether he's a Sagan, he's second in charge. Elo, what's the only difference? Clearly, Shimhoyo Mahalchim Baderech, if both of these two people were walking down the road, Umotzu Meis Mitzvah, and they bumped into now a Meis Mitzvah, there's a Meis lying there on the floor, that nobody's going to take care of him. So that's called the Meis Mitzvah, that both of them have the heter to take care. But if you don't need both to take care, so why should both do it? Let only one. The question is, which one should do it? That Yitma Meshuach Muchama, we tell the Kohen that was appointed for the Muchama, he should go take care of this Meis Mitzvah, and Vial Yitama Sagan. But we should not let the Sagan touch the Meis Mitzvah. Now since the Sagan may be needed to do the Avodah, in case the Kohen Gadol becomes a Balkeri, that can't do the Avodah, the Sagan will have to take over. Therefore, we want rather the Sagan always to be Tahor. So we don't let the Sagan touch the Meis Mitzvah, but rather we let the Meshuach Muchama let him touch the Meis Mitzvah. So Toys asked the Kash, even though other Gemara say that there are a lot of differences between the Meshulach Muchama and the Sagan. So Toys answered that the Vaday Tuvimil Ika, there are a lot of differences. The Meshuach Mechama Chama Misgan. That of course the Meshuach Mechama, he has more special halachis than this Gan does. But here's just Tani Kula Kuli Katani. Here we only want to says the Kulis. Din Kulish in Hegas and Meshuach Mechama Shatinik Visgan. Just want to say this is like the only Kula that we find by the Meshuach Mechama over this Gan. If they're both walking down the street, that's the halacha, the Meshuach Mechama, he should touch the Meis Mitzvah, and not this again. For the Gemara of Tanya Megalernd, Meshuach Mechama Koydul Mezgan, I will learn someplace else the opposite, that the special Koyin that was appointed for the Mechama, he's Koydul Mezgan. Here it's a case if they're both drowning. It's a question which one to save. So he's supposed to save the Kohen that's appointed for the Mechama before you save the Kohen of the Sagan. So who will we see the Kohen of Meshuach Mechama is more Choshev? So if so, why should he touch the Meis Mitzvah? The Chur Halacha should be is that the Sagan, he should touch the Meis Mitzvah. So Gemara answers, Oma Mazutra. The Mazutra answers, there's no Stira. Lin Yinach Yosai, if it's a question to keep them alive, which one to save first, which one to go after to save, so then the svar is Meshuach Mechama Adif. We're supposed to go and try and save the kain that's appointed for the Mechama. My time, what's the reason? To tell you by Rabin. Because the Rabin needs him. Like Meshas Mechama, Meshas the finding, it's a big sakana. So the kain that's appointed for the Meshuach Mechama, he's mechazik them, he keeps them going, he's mespalo for them then. So he's Sorcha Rabin. The Rabin needs this special kain Meshas the Mechama. If it's a question, which one is drowning like? Which one to save first? If you only save one of them, which one should you save first? That's together, Meshuach Mechama, he's more chashuv. Like Klal Yisrael needs him more, he's called Socher Rabim. But Megeya, to our question, where both of them are walking down the road, and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, and we only need one of them to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. So which one of these two Kohanim should become Tomei to touch the Meis Mitzvah? Well, then Yin Tumah, then the Svar is Sagan Adif. You'll get to Tumah, which one should stay Tor? The Sagan is more important to stay Tor. Because it's possible on Yin Kippur, let's say, the Kohen Gadol may become a Balkeri, and then we're going to need this Sagan to do the Avodah. So it's more important that he should stay Tor in order that he should be able to do the Avodah rather than the Kohen Meshuach Mechama. Because even my sister becomes Tumah, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he can still do his Inyan. To go to the Mechama, he can still go. Mashaykin, if the Sagan becomes Tomei, he can't do the Avodah. So therefore, in the Gerd, Hilchus Tumah, it's more of a Svarah, the Sagan, the Kohen that's second in charge, that may do the Avodah, he should remain Tahor, and would rather let the Kohen, Meshuach Mechama, let him take care of the Meis Mitzvah. But here, they're both staying alive. But if it's a question that one may go, which one should we save, then Avada, the Kohen, Meshuach Mechama, he comes first. You're right. So was the Teretz here. But the Tumah Askan of the Tanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Seiner, Loma Tiknu Skan L'Kohen Gadol. What's the purpose? Why do we appoint a Sagan like the second in charge? Why is he second in charge to the Kohen Gadol? Shemira Boyd Sul. Because if something happens to the Kohen Gadol that can't do the Avodah, he's already Nichnas Mishamish Tachtov. That he's the one to take over. I mean, the Kohen Gadol had special Avodah to do every single day. He brought the Keteris every single day. There was a mincha, special mincha, that he brought every single day. So if anything happened to the Kohen Gadol that he can't do his Avodah, so then the Loch Ritz Gan takes over. So that's why this Gan, the Geir to Tumah, is more important to us. He should always remain Tor and let the Meshuach Mechama let him touch the Meis Mitzvah. So Mar says, now, Ad Kan up until now in our Mishnah, Loi Pligi Yela, the Kohen Gadol, the Nozir. Our Mishnah brings down to Machlokes if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir walking down the road together and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. So to Machlokes, which one of them should take care of the Meis Mitzvah and which one should stay Tor? That's the Machlokes. Avol Chad Chad, but let's say only one of them was going down the road, either a Kohen Gadol or else a Nozir, going down by himself, Lechudei, Baret Tmuya Inun. That both of them have the heter to touch a Meis Mitzvah. Even though both of them have an Isra not to touch a Meis, a Kohen Gadol can't be metame to any Meis, not even to his Krovim. Who Adin and Nozir is not allowed to touch any Meis, not even his Krovim. But a Meis Mitzvah, that's different. They're both allowed to take care of a Mesa Mitzvah. So the question is now, Minoa Hanemili. How do we know this? How do we know a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir both have a heter to touch a Mesa Mitzvah? To Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Al kol nashos meis lo yavoy. Says the Kohen Gadol cannot touch any mace. A Lashon Rabbim like, Al kol nashos meis lo yavoy. The question is, the Mahakosim Medaber. What is this Pasuk talking about that tells us the Kohen Gadol can't touch a mace? If it's talking about a person that's not a korov to the Kohen Gadol, not one of his mishpacha, stam a rochav, a stranger like, kal v'chaymu. I need a pasuk. I know from a kal v'chaymu. Oma kohen hedjit, madach a regular kohen. Shum etam the kraven. There the Torah gave a heter, a kohen is allowed to be metama to his father, to his mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, sister. To the seventh kraven he could be metama. Still, the locher is ainah metama l'rechaykim. A kohen is not allowed to touch, go near a rochok, a stranger. He can't go to the mace. Is kohen gadol she'ainah metama l'kreivim? A kohen gadol that has no heter to be metama, even to his own father and mother, is ainah din she'ainah metama l'rechaykim? Isn't it for sure that a kohen gadol should not be allowed to touch a rochok, a stranger? So what do I need the pasuk al kol nafshes meis layavoy? Pshita kohen gadol can't touch meisim. Elo the kroivim akosvim medaber. The pasuk is talking about that even his kroivim, his al kol nafshes meis means even a korov, even his brother, even his sister, even his son, his daughter, a kohen gadol cannot be metama. Fret Gemara is so uliyaviv hudiyeh metama ha metama ula meis mitzvah. If so, why does the pasuk speak out clearly uliyaviv? It says al kol nafshes meis la yavov la yavoyin.